This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Really, pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on. You never know what we're going to be coming up with. I mean, I do some really crazy stories on the show. I mean, really crazy. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just engaged. You need to be engaged. You need to be involved. You need to be part of the process. You know, I always get the biggest kick out of how when people come to the website, they come to, looking at the different tabs that are on the website. And then, how do I get your show? How do I get this? How do I get podcasts? Oh, I missed a show. I can't listen. you gotta support us. And the way you do that is you head up to the website, okay? Check out what's going on. Get involved. You get to go through the tabs. It's all kinds of stuff. When you guys go shopping or you do other things, right? You go through. And you go through every tab. How much money do you spend on these sites that you go to where you're flicking through the different tabs, flicking through the different things? Right? That's probably where they okay, going into my head. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really just being involved in the conversation. This story was sick. I mean, extremely sick. I don't even know what to tell you. Campus reform. We've done a lot with campus reform in the past. Actually, we used to have them on a regular basis. And there's an article that went up on their website. I'm having trouble even talking about this thing. And it was because somebody was duped. They saw this. They actually believed this and tried to move with it. The author of the viral academic article on rape culture at Portland Dog Park appears to have misled the journal about her credentials. Helen Wilson submitted her study, Human Reactions to the Rape Culture and the Queer Performative. What does that mean? And Queer Performative? At the Urban Dog Parks in Portland, Oregon, to the Journal of Feminist Geography. they're making up these words as they go. This happened in the Urban Dog Park in Portland, Oregon. Now again, this went out to the Journal of Feminist Geography. Now, she told the people who published this that she had a doctorate in feminist studies. Told them. They'd make me come up with all kinds of, I guess she could be considered an undocumented feminist, right? Or something like that. According to the article, Wilson not only had a PhD in feminism, but also served as the lead researcher for the Portland Ungendered Research. That's a website for which was notably published 4 days after Wilson submitted for research to the journal. Now, after reaching out to each of the four academic institutions that offers a PhD program in feminist studies, they found out they couldn't find anybody to validate that she had a PhD. Well, why wouldn't they do that before they publish something? I'm just asking. Likewise, Campus Reform was unable to locate any other academics involved with the PURE initiative, despite Wilson's insistence that other academics have contributed to the project. Speaking through a spokesperson, the journal's editors confirmed that Helen Wilson does exist, but said they had no record of which institution she earned her PhD at. Now check this out. This is the sick part. She wrote that she spent nearly 1,000 hours of public observations of dogs and their human companions at 3 dog parks in Portland, claiming that during her time to these dog parks, there was one dog rape-humping every 60 minutes. Every 60 minutes, a dog got raped. She spent 1,000 hours there. So she saw 1,000 rapes of dogs. But she says that these dog park rapes, now I'm not making light of rape, don't get me wrong, but I want you to see what your kids are being taught, what they are trying to push down your throats. That by watching these dog park rapes, by watching the patterns, the dogs, she ties them to human patterns to say it's the same basic rape culture. The dog parks are microcosms where you know, this masculine norms are governing the behavior and compulsory heterosexuality. I mean, they try to make this so confusing that she won't argue with it because she's got a PhD. This has got to be true and right. The only problem is, she doesn't have a PhD. Right? I mean, again, think about the stuff they're putting in front of your kids. This is why, as we heard earlier, it sounded like they knew what they were talking about when they really didn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time you guys spend watching, listening, paying attention. A lot more coming up after the break. That was just too good to give up. That was just too good to be true. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll see you on the Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do mean be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of, well, just be part of it. Do something. And I mean that sincerely. Really, do something. Because there's always something you can get involved. You can get involved with. You can get involved in. You can be part of. And it doesn't take a whole bunch of money. You know, I keep telling you guys, it doesn't take a whole bunch of money to get involved in a campaign to help somebody get elected. Yeah, sometimes it's just phone calls. It truly is just a matter of a few phone calls. Sometimes it's, you know, I know some people think this is kind of goofy, but with local elections especially, sometimes it's no more than just putting out some postcards. walking your block, talking about the person that you're supporting and why. That helps tremendously. Anyway, I totally massacred the last story. Ultimately, what I was trying to get across, some of you are still scratching your head trying to figure it out. But a PhD in feminist studies did a piece on doggy rape culture. After spending 1,000 hours in a doggy park, seeing what she believed was doggy rape, and tried to equate that to how men are and how it happens in the human world. So this is a perfect example of one of those stories where the writer, or the and she wasn't even a PhD. She lied about being a PhD. If you buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, I talk about that in the book. Like, why do they have to lie to win? If they have a good product, if they have the right product, if everything is wonderful and hunky-dory, then why do they have to lie to win? It makes absolutely no sense to me. So if it's not clean and pure on its own, then don't bother. So anyway, she tries to... Why is it always... It's the white male's fault. Again, if you read the story, you go through the story, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's the normality of heterosexuality that brings all this on. So what they're saying is everything but heterosexuality is normal. And that the white male species is the reason for rape culture. Again, putting men down again. Making men the bad guy again. It's almost like it's what they live to do. It's almost what they live for. It doesn't make any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And remember what I said earlier, right? The reason this stuff is going on campus is the reason this is flourishing and growing is because we let it happen. Because conservatives are not stepping up to fix this. Recent study shows that only 2% of sociology professors identify as conservative. Only 2%. What is it? 2 out of every 100? Are we serious? And realize there's only a couple of sociology teachers on every campus. And when you throw libertarians into the mix, it brings it to 4%. Come on, let that sink in. What are your kids being taught at that point? The study, Sociology's Sacred Victims and the Politics of Knowledge, was led by Seton Hall's University Professor Mark Horowitz and Anthony Hayner, along with the University of Central Oklahoma's Professor Kenneth Kickham. I like that name, Kickham. While the lack of conservative professors in academia is well documented, Horowitz and his team sought to supplement the existing research by additional assessing how the scholars' political views might impact the presentation of some controversial issues in the classroom. Now, Horowitz and his team surveyed almost 500 full-time sociology professors by email. He asked them to identify their gender and age and job title while selecting one of five political orientations: radical, liberal, moderate, libertarian, or conservative. Not surprisingly, only 2% responded that they were conservative. 2% identified as libertarian. Only 13% of the professors said that they were moderate, whereas 83% admitted to holding either a liberal or radical liberal beliefs. Even they were willing to call them radical. Researchers also found that professors' political allegiance had a direct impact on how they think about sociology or sociological controversy, such as whether STEM political efforts may fail partly due to biology, or if prenatal hormones play a role in occupational choices. Other questions asked whether the academics agreed with the statement, such as, "I support Marx's dictum to change the world." Now, the answers that the professors gave, right, think about this. Horowitz told the campus reform that offer insights into what the field of sociology learned so far. Now think about it. These are sociology professors, teachers, whatever. right? Now sociology's long been had a critique for alleged ideological bias to the left. We know that's true. Again, talk to your kids when they come home. Talk to your kids while they're at school. You'll find out it's true. Why did we give this up? Why did we allow this to happen? Did we as conservatives just figure that it would never go this far? What makes you think that it's going to get better as time goes on when you see what's going on in society as a whole? They went on to say that when one political grouping predominates any discipline, that it runs the risk that certain hypotheses that are politically sensitive to that group will be dismissed. So when you have a bunch of, and you know this already, when you have a bunch of lefties or radicals that are teaching about social justice, they're going to tell you how bad the conservative viewpoint is. And we saw that earlier with the young girl who said, you know, the conservative thought process is bad, but she couldn't tell you why. And the liberals were better, but she couldn't tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because the professor told her that. And he's a professor. He's a brilliant man or woman. Horowitz stressed, however, that he does not wish to denounce the lack of conservatives in sociology, explaining he's more concerned with how professors' political affiliations impact how they teach the kids. You didn't need to do research for this. I could have told you the answer to this one. This was an easy one. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to talk about the 4.1% GDP gain. And now that's, I don't know, Obama's fault? We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. One of the homes destroyed by the so-called car fire in Northern California belongs to Redding Police Chief Roger Moore. Ken Pimlott with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the whirlwind-like fire can almost be described as a tornado.
The last 5 or 6 years in California, we've been experiencing the effects of our longstanding drought. The rain that we had really did nothing to impact the character of the vegetation, which is critically dry.
Many more hot days lie ahead. The pilot of a small plane had to make an emergency landing in rush hour traffic on Chicago's Lakeshore Drive when his engine lost power. Deputy Commissioner of Chicago Fire, Bill Vogt, says it was an incredible landing.
He landed in live traffic.
And no cars were hit.
No cars were injured. No traffic accidents happened.
The two people on the plane refused medical help. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. Come on, that's a Stroll song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. 855-REAL-JOE. Really that simple. The story we're talking about, like I said, you know... I jump right back into it. I know I should be touting, head up to the website, buy the book, buy the coffee mug, support the show, go to Patreon, go up to the website, you'll see a link there, an icon, if you would, for Patreon. It's a way for you to help support the show, it's a way for you to help keep the show on the air, maybe in your area or what have you, and I do appreciate everything you do to help me. Let me just hit this, because I just... This stuff makes me nuts. Again, you know I've been complaining about this for years. Why conservatives give up? Why they don't want to fight in the education world, in the world of academia? When you only have 2% of sociology professors identifying as conservative, maybe some don't want to say anything. Another 2% complain, say that they're libertarian. What does that leave the balance to? So... Maybe we can't complain about the kids coming out. Maybe we can't complain about how the kids are being taught until we decide to step up and do something about it. Because if they're being taught by the left, and we know they're being taught by the, as this survey says, the radical left, how can we expect anything else to come out of this? Come on. In all honesty. So get off your butts, get involved, get engaged, and then tell me how bad it is. How bad the schools are, if you would. All right, so Newt Gingrich today, and many have said it, but Newt Gingrich today came out and said, look, think about this. The GDP grows at 4.1% in the second quarter. Now, the funny thing about it is under Obama, you'd always see these decent, not great, not good, not wonderful GDP numbers, and then a month later they'd always get pulled back. They'd always get adjusted. But wasn't it Obama and others said you couldn't do this? This was impossible? Was it going to happen? Trump was not going to be able to bring jobs back? The economy was going to tank? That there's no way? And now you got people on the left saying, well, this is not sustainable. Only because today Donald Trump said it is sustainable and it's going to keep growing. Early. When President Trump first took office, and he said, look, the U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, as we always say, would exceed a 3% growth rate, they all laughed at him. the experts said and media and love said, hey, I can't do that. That's impossible. It's not going to happen. Look where we're at. Right? The experts actually said that unemployment would have to reach like a 0% and immigration would have to double to meet the high growth rate. Yet, it's happening. And yes, we are reaching a zero unemployment rate, if you would. Right? Well, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce on Friday, real gross domestic product, real GDP, increased at an annual rate of 4.1% in the second quarter of 2018. So again, because now this is Obama and Clinton, Pelosi, Jackson Lee, I mean, all of them. This is impossible. It's impossible to do what Trump said he's going to do. So again, President Trump has made liars out of them by achieving the impossible. Come on, you got to think about something. They're sitting in a back room somewhere going, how does he do it? How is he doing this? How is he making this happen? This is impossible. We've got to stop him. And as they set out, think about, as they set out to stop him, as they set out to pound on this guy, as they set out to make him or push him into failure, who are they actually hurting? Because they don't believe that they're hurting us at all. I mean, Elizabeth Warren said this week in an interview that she thought that the tax rate for the average person, I'm not even talking about a corporation, should be at least 50%. So now your $15 an hour that they fought to get you, yeah, you're looking at 7.5. They wanted to give you more money so they could take money. Because they need more money. Come on, can't you see this by now? If you'd really be honest with yourself, you guys on the far left, you people that think conservatives are just terrible, nasty people, if you'd really just be honest with yourself, walk away from the politics for a few minutes and look at, not the idealistic terminologies they use. We want to make sure everybody has health care. We want to make sure everybody has food on the table. No, they don't. They don't want that. Hey, they had total control for two solid years. Nothing Republicans could do could stop them. They had the Senate, they had the House, and they had the presidency. So if all those things were gold, if all those things were stuff that could have been, should have been, might have been done, they could have slammed him through without us stopping. They did it with Obamacare. They slammed that through. Go look at how they made that happen. It was, they call it a Christmas gift. I have another name I couldn't use or they take us off the air. As it turned out, despite all that nasties from the media and the establishment, the self-made billionaire. Now, I know people take exception to that. Well, his dad gave him money. So what? So what? His dad gave him money to get rolling, but he could have blew the money, couldn't he? Plenty of millionaires do. I mean, what's her... Barbara Cochran. Yeah, well, that's, we'll get to that in a minute. But Barbara Cochran on the Shark Tank, she borrowed $10,000 and she turned it into a $100 million enterprise. Knew what she was doing, was in the right place at the right time to take advantage of a situation. That's right, Jeff Bezos. We talked about that the other night. Look, he's going to surpass, it looks like he's going to surpass Apple being the wealthiest company on the planet. And he borrowed, I got to look this up someday so I don't look like an idiot. Either $30,000 or $300,000.
Who?
Huh?
Bezos?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos. When he borrowed his parents' retirement fund. They gave... Can you imagine that conversation at the kitchen table? You're going to make money selling used books? How's that work? Because that's how Amazon started, if some of you remember.
$300,000.
So he wiped out their savings. And now it's a multi-billion dollar company. Right? This year, so far, they've had $2 billion in sales. $2 billion. 50 cents of every retail dollar spent on the internet goes to Amazon. Come on, let that sink in. I mean, whether you want to admit to it or not, the companies like, you know, Amazon, AOL, Facebook, and others made the internet what it is today. I remember years and years ago when they were talking about the internet 2.0. What the heck is the internet 2.0? When I started on the internet, they had this program called, see, I'm getting old. They had this thing called Gopher. It was the original program that would go out and look for products or look for papers and bring them back to you, or articles. And it wasn't instantaneous. It would go out and track and go and look on the website to see, or websites or servers to see where these papers were, where this information was, to bring it back to you. And again, it wasn't, by any stretch of the imagination, it was not instantaneous. So these guys like Bezos, forced the internet to move into a whole different world. And they're forcing it again to move. Now, the president's massive deregulation efforts, right? His success in cutting taxes on individuals and businesses. Plus, he's going to renegotiate our international trade agreements. I mean, think about this. These are all coming together to pay dividends. They're all 180 degrees different from what President Obama put in place. So how Obama, they're trying to give Obama credit for this, I don't know, because last I checked, Trump has been reversing, killing, hacking up all of Obama's economic bombs, for lack of a better term. Right, since his first day in office, Trump, he's been dogged about cutting red tape, making it easier for Americans to do business. It shouldn't take 10 years to get a project approved, especially if it's on federal land or has to do with federal issues. You don't have to run now. Now you don't have to run from department to department to department. You go to one department and they get it all done. That's terrible, isn't it? Just disgusting. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Yeah, we're in for the final stretch, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Right? I mean, truly being involved and engaged and willing to be part of. And you can do that in a million ways. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can read the stories that are posted up there, you can get involved, you can go to Patreon, there's a Patreon button that helps you join the team, or to be part of the team if you would. And it helps you support the show financially, and again, if you buy the book, it helps support the show. If you buy the coffee mug, if you're not interested in the signature, head up to Amazon, you can get it, Kindle, you can get the printed version. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. And I appreciate the great comments that you make or the wonderful comments that you make. So, Gingrich was talking earlier about, if you really think about what the president's been able to accomplish, and the left is really trying to play, you know, it's like everything else. They try to play everything down. The tax cuts are nothing but crumbs. But you know what? I was thinking about this the other night. When you have absolutely nothing, crumbs are a big deal. It's a full refrigerator. Right? The Historic Tax Cuts and Job Act, which was tremendous accomplishments by the White House and the Republican-led Congress, has helped to encourage investments in the United States. Right? The tax cuts are helping American families. They're bringing businesses back. They're helping businesses repatriate their money. They're bringing it back to this country. You've still got Chinese companies, Japanese companies, German companies opening up plants to build things here, cars and other things. But you don't hear about any of that. And I'm really disappointed in Harley-Davidson, the American company, not for kind of being negative on Trump, but not being honest about the fact that they already had every intention of, or the intention of, moving their plant to, moving one of their plants anyway to Europe. Because the European sales were going up. And the American sales were going down. Now that might change, or might, you know, because of the economy and people having more money, willing to pay more for the bikes. But they've been thinking about this for well over a year. So how you can blame this on tariffs, I don't know. They're being disingenuous about it. So, you know, I'm not telling you not to buy Harley Davidson, but I would hold your feet to the fire. And then, you know, despite an outcry from virtually every corner of the academic political media, President Trump's tough position on trade, and, you know, what the fact is that he doesn't sit at the desk and go, oh my God, they hate me. I mean, how many decisions do you think are made in the White House or in the past have been made in the White House over, like, you know, the politics of the situation, how it would look, the visibility of, where the polls were at? We've all seen plenty of shows on TV, but even if you're close to how this works, you do have these conversations in closed meetings. For months, the elites have howled as the president dared to insist that all U.S. trade agreements should be fair and reciprocal. Well, wouldn't it be? Even if they're with your friends don't get to take advantage of you. Where is that written? Just because they're our buddies means we get to let them, you know, charge us 3, 4, 5 times the tariffs we're charging them. I love the fact that the EU president came out to speak to President Trump to discuss maybe zero tariffs on many things. Right? I mean, when President Trump called out the European countries for taking advantage of the United States for decades, this is not for the last couple of years, but for decades, they warned the guys on the left that his strong stance would cause economic turmoil. Where? Here? In Europe? And after screaming all that, how bad it was, as the left were screaming, again, the EU is now working with President Trump to try to make it work. This goes back to days of Reagan. Remember when he called on Gorbachev to tear down the wall? The left went nuts. They talked about the cowboy politics, the cowboy detente. Last I checked, you can't find a Soviet Union anywhere. That's what he called for. He got the president of the Soviet Union to, for all intents and purposes, to shut down the Soviet Union. If you don't think that was a monumental task, I don't know what is. On the other side of the aisle, they prop these things up. They work with them. I won't say they helped them out, but they might as well. Clearly, as President Trump stands his ground and he stays tough and strong, it's working. Because they don't know how to fight back. They've all played wussy for so long, foo-foo for so long, they don't know how to deal with this. It's just uncomfortable for them. I told you earlier, you can't have it always. You can't have somebody as strong, right, like President Trump is, and use foo-foo terminology. Reagan did not call out some of these countries as wonderful, great countries. And, you know, again, Trump got some heat today because he thanked Chairman Kim for living up to his word, for keeping up to his word, for returning those American soldiers' remains. Now, maybe it's a big sham. I don't know. They may find out when they do the DNA on these bodies that they're not American bodies at all. But he got the man to move. He got the man to do something, which is more than he can say about any of the presidents before him. And the dismal failure of Obama to get anybody back from any country. Really? Oh, I forgot about Bergdahl. A guy he should have left in jail. Don't you love it when he says, we don't leave our own behind, but we did? Was he really one of ours? Was Bergdahl really one of ours? Trump is creating jobs. The economy's growing. Unemployment at a record low. And the world, our enemies and allies, are starting to understand that, guess what? You can't take advantage of the U.S. anymore. You are not going to get away with stepping all over us anymore. And he's doing this without the help of the Republicans. Come on, let's be honest, right? Just you and me here. You've got a handful of Republicans with enough of a spine to push back. You have a handful of Republicans that are willing to say anything, step up, stand alongside of him, and go along with him. So you may be sitting there, as has happened in the past. You're sitting there in your seat thinking, okay, well, we got it made. Everything's going to be fine. We got a great economy. We have a great this. We have a great... No, no, don't do that. Do not take it for granted that that's going to work. Seriously. You're going to have to get off your butt and make sure you help people get elected. You're going to have to get off your butt and support people. And again, like I said earlier, whether it's phone calls, whether it's postcards, whether it's emails, whether it's, you know, we could all use to get up and go walking once in a while. Walk for your candidate. Walk a couple of blocks. They have material you can give out. You can talk to your neighbors. You know, doing all of this, talking record low unemployment rates, including low rates for African Americans, Latinos, the GDP growth, tax cuts, all of these things should be relative to all Republican candidates. They should be talking about how much faster they can get to move, how much better they can do if he has more help. The central question, the question for voters overall, this November election is going to be simple. Do I want to go back to the days of Obama? Do I want to go back to the days where unemployment is high, jobs are dying, jobs are going overseas, the poverty rates were up under Obama, records for people unable to own their own homes, are people who couldn't have home ownership. These are, you can check all these. You can't check them on the Huffington Post because they'll call them all lies, but anywhere else you can check these. These are true. And this discussion around 6 million Americans losing their health insurance, it's a lie. It's not true. Remember, there was supposed to be 20-some-odd million, 19-plus million that were supposed to jump on Obamacare. It didn't happen. They had a tweak the program to make so many of these health plans ineligible to make it look like these people would jump into Obamacare. 6 million people are not losing their insurance. 6 million people are given the option to have insurance, not the same. Twist of words. Hey, I'm Domus, senior host. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address. I only send out one email a week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.